Hey everybody, this is Bri. Recently, we sat down for an interview with Adam Amp at the Confederation College Broadcasting Program, just basically to talk about the podcast, our own comic projects. He had some questions just about like comics and movies and stuff like that. We had ourselves a little conversation. So what we're going to do for this week is post that, basically. This is going to be our episode, is kind of an extra one of that interview, that conversation we had. So enjoy it. Next week, there will be a regular episode, as usual.
Hey, how's it going out there? It's me, Adam Amp, and I'm here chilling in my really awesome set of digs here with three very generous gentlemen, and I'll let them introduce themselves as they may. No fellatio on the microphones, please.
I'm licking it, thank you.
It's perfectly innocent.
Is that how you do it? Because that's weird.
Yeah. I've been doing it wrong.
So,
hi, I'm Merc.
I'm Bri.
And I'm Kyle.
And you guys make up
stories.
Yeah. all sorts of things. Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Cool. Awesome. Now, what exactly is Zero Issues Comic Podcast? Like, just for my audience, and just in case they've never heard of,
well, or
they should now.
I'm hoping that most of your listeners are familiar with the concept of a podcast.
Depends. My grandmother might listen to this, so.
Aww. Hi, Grandma. Hi, Meemaw.
Hey.
It's an audio format. You can't wait.
I haven't gotten the hang of that yet. No,
we do a podcast. Anyway,
it's only been a couple of years.
So, what it is basically, we come up with a couple topics. We sit down. We talk about them. We attempt to make each other laugh and grow and love.
It's like a TV movie of the week, but without visuals and
with less C-list stars.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, not always.
You'll feel every emotion.
Every emotion.
We mostly talk about comics, so that's hence that part of the name.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, your genre, I guess, is primarily based in comic book lore.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
And, okay.
Topics of the day. Like, anything having to do with comics to any degree we want to get at, basically.
Has anyone... Okay, I'm curious.
We're working on the manga episode. It's going to be 8 minutes long.
I don't get that joke, but okay. I would like to know right off the hop, is there a Trump Man comic yet? And if so, why haven't you guys written it yet?
Oh, there certainly is.
You can't do politics and comics together.
Oh, it's not allowed.
It's not allowed.
It's not allowed.
People get angry.
Yeah.
People get very angry.
Specifically when you do a Trump Man comic.
Exactly.
Yeah.
As Merc learned.
Yes.
There have been,
really?
Though.
You did one?
Oh. I do a weekly thing called The Line That Is Drawn, that it's basically, it's through comic book resources, comics should be good, that is basically, they create a theme, goes out into the Twitter universe, and going off those themes, they make suggestions for a pool of artists, one of which I am, and then in that week, we take those suggestions and make some sort of picture based on it, and then it starts all over again next week, and the one that I had chosen had Batman as Donald Trump. And I thought it was, I had a great time with it.
It was great.
I quite enjoyed it. I did that, and I also did I combined it with another one saying that Captain America should be more patriotic, and I made Captain America into Bernie Sanders. So it was just basically the two of them kind of going at it before they revealed who they were. And I didn't really. I did two of them that week, and I did another one making fun of Frank Miller, and I thought I was going to get a lot more reaction, possibly negative reaction from the Frank Miller one, and I got a lot of negative reaction from the political one, oddly enough.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of very angry people.
I can't
angry
believe.
Angry people politics now.
Yeah, they're calling me like like a pundit. You're like, oh, it's just political crap. The politics shouldn't be in comics. Blah blah blah.
Oh, okay. And now,
yeah.
So you do Line Is Drawn, and you have a couple other comics under your belt.
I do. I self-published two books, Victor's Legacy, First of the Forsaken, with written by Matthew Jowett and Andrew Sukram, and nowadays written by Kurt Martell, local guy. Based locally.
One of our profs in this program actually is featured in it, and he has a Nowadays t-shirt.
That is correct.
He kind of runs it around, good old Renee. Now, Kyle, mm-hmm. you also do comics yourself. What do you?
I do. I've also got a couple under my belt. I did Premise Beach for 5 years. That was sort of a more story character-driven comic strip that was in a number of papers. Most notably, locally, it was in the Argus. That's where it started. So, you know, no fighting between the college and university people. We're all one family.
Okay, see, here. This is how it is.
Is this going to be a thing?
No, I don't know, but I will say this. Mm-hmm. I'm really mad and disappointed. This really isn't a college. I hate to say it, because we don't have a bar. We don't have a campus pub. It's really depressing because...
Didn't there used to be one at some point?
There used to be one, but I guess liquor license... Long time ago. I guess a liquor license for a college. Oh, God, that's a bad idea. God.
Because education and booze should usually go together.
It makes it so much easier. Yeah. I will say this.
I think it helps in most things.
Last semester, I actually I wrote a paper for my abnormal psychology on substance abuse, and while doing it, I actually polished off a couple pints of beer. Yeah. While doing it, I'm like, I don't care. Just
I'm doing research.
I'm doing research and.
Like, and it was, of course, on speed.
Yeah.
So, it's like that philosopher who, like, did drugs and then sort of just observed what happened. Yeah. Like, observed what happened to him or what how his mind was doing. Just that's your abnormal psychology paper, is just getting wasted and writing about it.
Possibly. I really hope it's fun. I hope my prof isn't listening in on this.
It's too late now.
Yeah.
Far too late.
What else?
But yeah, so Premise Beach I did for 5 years. Boone University for, I want to say, 2 or 3 years. That one was really goofy. And Ski Ninjas for 8 years, and I wrapped that one up in just this past November.
Oh, it's no more?
No, it's done.
Oh,
all done.
I liked it.
Well, a lot of people liked it, and I'm really flattered by that, but... If I didn't feel it, then why should I do it?
I also
stay together for the kids.
I also like all your comics, but I particularly like all your comic names.
That's like, I'm really bad at naming stuff.
I don't know, Ski Ninjas, yeah. Booniversity. I didn't even know about Booniversity. That's good.
It's not.
I like it. It's cheesy, and I like it.
It was a single panel, like, horror sort of thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not great at naming things. Ski Ninjas, I just... Googled something and like, oh, there's no results for this. Okay, I'm taking it.
and that is how you are supposed to do it too. That is, mm-hmm. If you want to name something, my college program. Where this year we're just trying to keep as low profile as possible, just passing, and it's a 60%. So we're 6 out of 10 productions. That's all we are. And we had to look everywhere to try and find that, and like. Well, there's 10 out of 10 productions. There's 9 out of 10 productions. Well, they suck. So we gotta be better.
There used to be a wrestler, Mike Sanders. He went by above average Mike Sanders, and I think his finisher was called the 3.1.
It's an average.
Awesome. Yeah, most, I guess most companies would aim for, like, you know, saying that they're excellent and not being, like, mediocre. Yeah.
Now you, Bryce, good enough. You also are a gifted individual, not Xavier's school level, although...
That's why I've been shaving my head.
I was going to say, yeah. But you do...
Let me see those legs.
Well, they're working.
Let me see them with my hands.
some nice games.
So you do a comic of your own as well?
Yeah.
Or several?
It is Welcome to Hereafter. It's about what happens after God loses his job. It's on its 6th year now, I think, at welcometohereafter.com. And I self-published the first book version somewhat relatively recently.
Yeah.
I'm still going to keep talking about that.
Yay.
That's
Yay.
That's going to be my new exciting thing for, like, at least a year. Yeah.
I've been talking to a couple people. There was a few students here. They've seen it at I think there was a copy at Comics Plus they were looking at, and they
I got a few there.
And this one student, he was like, I'm eyeing it up like I am just like like it's borderline, you know, like I'm molesting this book with my eyes at this point. I want it, but I don't know if I can afford it. It's like, you're a college student, afford it. You know, you can buy it.
Is the time.
Forget tuition. Forget the tuition. Go for it. So now,
all you college students in debt, buy my book.
And so all of you have now combined forces to create a different medium, I guess, of expression, which is
like a Zero Issues Voltron podcast.
I was just going to say, like a Voltron.
Yay. Like a gross Voltron.
There's like five parts of Voltron, though, so we're like a Voltron with no legs, just crawling.
Just gets together and he's lazy and sleepy.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Just,
someone changed the channel.
That's kind of perfect, actually.
I peed my Voltron pants.
Which is weird, because, you know, no legs.
Yeah.
Just pants just draping on there.
Well, where does it start?
Where's my to-do list? Buy Voltron pants. Good. There we go.
Check where a joke starts.
Yeah.
Now, so, and how many, I guess, how many episodes have you guys done so far?
Ooh. 50. Officially 50, like 5 or something.
57 just went up today when we're recording this. Though there's like other bonus episodes and mini episodes.
And then every Christmas.
Because I know you do like an advent calendar.
We do the advent calendar. So we do 25 episodes every, like mini episodes every Christmas. So really.
By next Christmas, once again, the advent episodes will outnumber the regular episodes. Yeah. It's a constant arms race.
Yeah. But I think as far as individual updates, I think it's like 112 now?
Something like that.
Something like that. Because we've been doing it since April, was it 2014?
Yeah.
We're downright prolific now is what we are.
We were so young, so idealistic.
Yeah.
Awesome, awesome. So
imagine how much hair I had. It was amazing.
Ah, it's my profs. They're watching us now. Great.
Yeah.
Don't worry. They're not going to take anything.
I didn't agree to that.
Yeah. I was told I could. Yeah. We need microphones.
Yeah.
That's true. We normally record
these are desperately.
Really, these are really decent ones.
We use like one blue snowball and Audacity. So
we gather around real close.
Like for warmth.
For warmth,
that too.
It's a beautiful time.
For warmth, then, you know, if someone accidentally spills their beverage, it just kind of falls into the next person.
Yeah.
Something like that.
So it's like out of a trough.
It's like a safety. And now on your podcast, you guys, I guess you cover obviously like all sorts of different topics. I remember hearing everything from there was one
superheroes.
Superheroes.
all the way to supervillains.
All the way to supervillains. But you guys have done everything from the public's perception about new versions of heroes. Like I remember one a couple summers ago when I was working in Southern Ontario, and I listened to it over and over. Because I could, and I had it was really nice to just have it jamming inside the car.
You probably got that memorized. I don't know.
For the most part. But you were talking about how now when they actually made Thor a woman, and Cap is black, and
Iron Man's a jerk.
He's always a jerk, he's a good jerk.
He was the jerk. Yeah.
Yeah. There was he was a magically enhanced extra jerk. Is kind of his status at that point. What happened there? That's not, I don't know.
Comics are goofy.
Comics are goofy. So we have so much fun.
Well, yeah, we do a lot of different sort of things. We will do the serious things like that, like exploring how are people reacting to that sort of thing, and then we'll the one that just went up. It was let's cast B movie comic book. Movies with B actors and C-list actors and it was a hoot. It was fun.
There's still plenty on there. So I would kill to actually.
Oh, yeah, I know. I still have stuff written down. I'm like, that'll be another episode.
I think some of the episodes are like they can get smart. They can approach smart.
Mm-hmm.
And we get up to the line.
Other episodes are what I like to call party episodes. Those are the episodes that are like the third episode into the evening of recording and.
Oh, so you do like more than one episode?
We record
usually three.
Yeah,
time.
There have been times when we've tried for a fourth and it's great.
Generally failed miserably.
Yeah,
I think occasionally we've pulled it off.
The odd but it's,
that's
one
rare.
Real, but it's
and we're like we get together. We have like a social evening of it. We have a couple of beers. Yeah. While we record.
I apologize, by the way, that I cannot provide you with your regular thing. Again, no campus pub.
That's fine.
That's fine.
You know, but you are technically drinking...
That's a good...
You guys are technically drinking a quarter of what beer is, so...
That's true.
There's that. So,
He gave us a glass of hops.
Yeah, each of us should have brought the other quarter.
Yeah.
We are rude guests.
With our powers combined, we are drunk.
Yeah.
Just full stop on that. We are...
Let's do a fourth episode.
But over the year, like, it's been almost 2 years now, and we've toyed with the format and how we did it, and when we first started it was just a free-for-all. Let's record everything and hardly touch the recording and then just put it out.
We had episodes that were like an hour and a half.
Yeah, well, the first one was almost 2 hours.
It was like, whose line is it anyway?
Well, it's just, let's just start and go.
No, it was bad.
Oh, it was bad.
Our fourth co-host was Colin Mockery for a while, but you know.
But even he was like, oh, this is not good.
Yeah.
Because we did a hoedown every episode, and he hates it.
But very recently we just sort of got kind of a better format now, and we kind of like, you know, like we have like a news section, and we have like certain topics we do, and we have like a main topic section where we sort of have a time limit, so that's kind of good. Like I know a lot of podcasts I've listened to where they kind of just seem to go as long as it goes, and they seem like they're edited down and stuff, but I think you really have to have quite a following and like a devoted following if you're going to try to like, if you're expecting somebody once a week to listen to you for an hour and a half, like somebody has to be really, you have to have a lot of people that are really like, yes, we need to follow this. And you know, if you're not at that level, then yeah, I would say like anything even up to an hour, over an hour is asking a lot of people. So we've managed to finally, we got some professionals.
Well, I'd say it's better from an audience perspective to, you know, be wanting more at the end of the episode,
right?
But you know, as opposed to at the end of an episode being
the whole thing, and
I can't do this for another week.
Yeah.
I'm so tired.
I always want more episodes. But well, I'm only me. I am only me.
We appreciate it.
All right, we're doing them daily.
Adam needs his entertainment while he's at work.
Let's quit our jobs and end things with our significant others. This is our life now.
Done and done.
So, I want to kind of touch on a couple things. Now, I'll give you guys just a breakdown of like my experience with comics. So, I come from a town where there's no comic book shop. The comic book shop, if anything, was 7-Eleven, and their things were few and very far between. However, I will say that I do remember my first comic book I ever got, and it was a Dr. J and the Junior J's comic.
Dr. J and the Junior J's.
Spider-Man teamed up with them in that one.
Oh, sounds yeah. Right? They had a bunch of those, right, where Spider-Man teamed up with, like, oh, God, there was, like, the Expos. There was one where, like, the Green Goblin attacks, like an Expos game.
Yeah, because, you know, so I guess Harry Osborn had financial interests in the Yankees that year or something.
I want to say that Spider-Man actually hit Goblin Bomb back at him with a baseball bat or something. Like, that actually happened. Yeah. Anyway. It should have just exploded on impact.
I was just thinking that, yeah.
Maybe I have it wrong, but if listen, I expect better of an Expos tie-in comic.
Do you think they were asking for drug testing afterwards?
Oh, yeah. Would like radioactive blood, you know, come up in that test?
I don't think they do that. Because
he's got that.
They do it the other way.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That way.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
Well, it was always rain and... That happened in that.
So, yeah, that's kind of my experience with comics and everything. But now that I've moved to Thunder Bay and I've been here for a couple of years and I've actually been able to visit some of the comic shops, and obviously I've perused through your work and to a borderline level of stalkerdom.
Cool.
It's good to admit that in an interview.
Well, bye.
But now I'm kind of, well, a bit more versed in it. And but a lot of, like, for a lot of people, I kind of get my information from the movies, which some of them stay very faithful to the comics, like the most recently released Deadpool. I would actually say that's fairly, you know, that. Or then there's Fanforstic, which we will never talk about. That is the last mention of it. This whole thing,
I like calling it Tranktastic 4 myself.
Tranktastic.
They're both valid names.
So I'm gonna kind of just some of it's kind of movie based, some of it's kind of comic book based, and everything. But I guess I just want to start off first. What did I get? Have you all seen the new Deadpool movie?
Yeah. Yes.
There's a new Deadpool
movie? There is a new Deadpool movie.
I prefer the old Deadpool movie.
Because I like the one in my mind.
I like there's the cartoon ones and stuff like that I've seen as well. But sure. So what were your thoughts on it, I guess?
I thought it was a lot better than it had any right to be.
it was like a Deadpool movie. Like, it was 100% a Deadpool movie. Better, you know what I mean? Like, if you like the character, you'll like it.
And I think it was accessible to people that were beyond the comic book.
Except for the kids who were brought there who were 9 years old or 5 years old.
That's fine.
Restricted. I had to take my 5-year-old son out of this because it just was not up to status. Yeah, I did not like it.
Those kids should have got better parents.
Yeah. How'd they get in? Did they get smuggled in with their cans of pop?
Well, I think
you put them on your shoulders and then trench coat. Then it's a tall guy with a baby face.
Yeah.
Or you kind of throw them on their back and kind of have it over. You kind of look like Raphael and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I think
you dress them up as Yoda. You go as
exactly.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure though. Actually, like a parent can bring their kid in anything if they want, right? Can't they?
I didn't think restricted could.
Really?
I could be incorrect. I thought that's what adult compliment was.
I read a guy who got turned away recently.
Oh. Well, I don't know what to tell you. Maybe some theaters are just lax.
Or and it also depends. In the United States, they might be a bit more stricter than they are here.
Yeah.
Because it really this is nothing but, you know, a liberal bastion in Canada with our free socialized health care.
Yeah, yeah.
And...
Yeah. Let's all make out.
I would actually like to.
Prime Minister's a beautiful man.
I would like to point out, too, that you know what? If you look at it, Wolverine and Deadpool are both products of the Canadian Medical Society.
Like, uh-oh.
I don't know if you want to hold that up.
I would. You know what? If anything, because it's true. Like, Wolverine.
It's not. They're fictional characters. You know they're not real, right?
Not too many POTUS candidates on the Republican side know that.
Funny, actually, I think there was old X-Men comics where, like, Wolverine went back to Canada where Pierre Trudeau was, like, in them.
Oh, yeah.
Like, drawn by John Byrne. Well, like, it was like, that's cool.
Yeah, some Alpha Flight.
Yeah. So there you go. Doesn't date anything.
I want a copy of that. I really do.
Yeah, I've got some Essentials books or something kicking around, but yeah.
Nice. Were there any things that you guys, like caught that were, like, sly little tie-ins? I know, because it's, like, usually in a lot of these movies, they slip something in. Was there anything that you noticed?
There's tons of little Easter eggs and things, and there's stuff that I caught, and then I always like, after these movies, to look them up on the net, and there's the videos are like, the 100 Easter eggs that you missed in Deadpool, and they go through it all. And there was a bunch of them that like,
made
90% of them, I got that. And they were blatant, and then there was a couple that I had missed, but it was just, like, little tiny things. Like, I've read Deadpool, but I've never collected it, so I'm not a hardcore Deadpool fan.
You're hardcore.
I'm hardcore.
You're hardcore.
That's his character. Oh, my God.
Hardcore Deadpool.
You've already got a movie deal.
Did anyone notice the helicarrier?
Yeah. Well, that was...
I think that was kind of tongue-in-cheek.
Exactly.
That's what they were fighting on at the end. I looked at it as it was an aircraft carrier.
Yes.
Yeah.
It
was on... Like, it wasn't anywhere near water. Right?
Yeah.
So, like, the joke, like, you know, if you want to take it that way, it's like a helicarrier that crashed, right?
Yeah.
But otherwise, I mean, like, whatever. There's just a aircraft carrier inexplicably in...
Dry dock.
But, you know, it's just the one thing, like, how I noticed it was because as a child, again, no comic books in my area, I was reading, you know, I've pretty much memorized almost every single World War II Seacraft. Okay. Like, that's because my grandfather was in the Merchant Navy, so I kind of... did that as a thing, and I noticed it because I'm looking at this as it's flipping over. I'm like, what the heck is this extra little thing on the side?
So there were extra little
one. You only see one, like, because it was squared off. It was, like, crudely drawn on there, like an after the fact. Yeah, Jerry, they MacGyvered it on there, like it's hanging on by duct tape.
And, like, the end credits, he had the cartoon version. He, like, lowered in, like, a spider web at one point, right? So it's just, like, I mean, again, this stuff that, you know, it's removed enough that it doesn't have, you know what I mean? Obviously, they're parodying stuff, but they're not going to get sued over it.
There's a cut part that was him when he was trying to come up with his costume that he had grabbed a Spider-Man mask.
Oh.
And he's like, ah, and then he turns it inside out, and it looks like the Deadpool, and that was how he gets the, and that was cut from there.
Aww. Which kind of on the nose, because, come on, Rob Liefeld, come on.
Oh, I would have liked that. Now, do you think maybe that might, like, they were throwing all those references in there, maybe not only just to tongue-in-cheek, have a bit of fun with the fact that, you know, Fox and Marvel, not exactly the best on playing fields, but that something might be breaking through, possibly?
I kind of, I mean, you know.
There's a little bit of that, but
nice
I think
to
it's
be
more,
hopeful about that, but, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's more the what Deadpool is. He breaks the fourth wall, and then it's the movie breaking the fourth wall and being and knowing what it is and how it relates into itself. And, like, the whole nod with, you can only afford two X-Men characters kind of thing. Like just that sort of thing.
Or like Stewart or McAvoy.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
That was
amazing. I really like that one.
That was well done.
Yeah. There was and Rob Liefeld, there was actual Rob Liefeld cameo, wasn't there?
He was in the bar.
I said Liefeld.
I didn't realize I wasn't really looking
at that part of the screen.
I didn't notice it till after either, but there's a mention of him right at the start. The Rob Bell.
Well, you notice he was sitting, so you could only see like waist up.
No feet.
Yeah.
Couldn't see those beautiful diamonds.
Well, he can't stand because his ankles are so thin.
That's true. Yeah, it's a medical condition, you guys.
I've been Liefeld.
You draw what you know.
Liefeld, and then he goes back up again.
There it is.
That's harsh. I really liked it. So, actually, I got a question here. This is actually from a classmate of mine. I told them I was going to be interviewing these comic gurus. Sort of.
Sure.
Let's go with that.
Proceed.
Was that a good pat on the back, sir?
It'll do.
She was wondering. So they're doing Cap 3, or as I like to, I've been referring to it as Avengers 2.5.
Mm. You're not alone in that.
a lot of Avengers.
Too many Avengers.
Anyway. Too many Avengers? Oh, yeah. Good work.
I have to hope that like most of them are just basically cameos. But anyway.
I mean, if anything, they're saying what they've been saying in every previous movie. You know, Avengers came out. It was all good. Then Iron Man 3. We've got this terrorist. It's taking over. It's causing people to blow up. We'll call the Avengers. No, we're sending Iron Man.
Yeah.
Oh, look. Thor 2. Another alien race is attacking Earth. Let's get the Avengers. No, it's Thor dealing with this.
It's
a multinational spy agency is now crumbling and is being taken over by from full-on Nazis, neo-Nazis. We're just sending Cap and some assistance.
Well, it's sort of like, again, it's like the comics where like everyone had solo issues where there's like crises come up all the time that really realistically more people should be on top of in there. But you know what I mean? Like you can't have guest stars in every issue. So, which is fine because, I mean, you know, it's nice to not have – because, again, like you said, like not every movie should be an Avengers movie. They can be in the same world and stuff. I think that, you know, there's an argument that maybe there's – too much crossing over already, but
I don't know. I think I've heard that, and I'm
happy.
Agree. I think they've done well.
Yeah.
Balanced it out. Like the Cap thing, that was an encapsulated story, and it was based around him and his world, and like why he would say, "Wow, there's espionage. Call Thor because he's really good at that." Probably not.
You spy on your enemies.
Yeah.
That'd be fine.
Swish.
Here, Pierce, hold this. But her actual question was that, like, she found out that they have, for Cap 3, they've actually shot three...
Cap got shot?
They've shot three death sequences, and they're just, you know, like, they're spinning a wheel right now to figure out which one they're going to throw in there to throw everyone, like, you know, people like us who want to kind of sneak around off the scent.
Coulson dies again.
Coulson dies again. He got.
Yeah.
It's three Coulson death scenes.
Yeah.
Just how he died. It's different.
But the last Avengers movie, they actually, you know, introduced a character and they actually killed off someone who would be part of the Avengers. Do you think now that they're actually taking death into account now within the MCU? Because in previous movies, they only killed either the villain or some side character. I mean, they've only kept alive Loki, Abomination and Winter Soldier, who's technically anti-hero, whatever type thing, and that's kind of it. Everyone else has and Justin Hammer, and they've killed off everyone else, like all the other villains, so they're not coming back.
Hmm. Well,
are they actually taking death into account though for the hero side now, or?
I mean, ultimately, they're you know, the death only has to matter as much as it does in the source material, which is not at all.
Well, I think it's interesting. Like, the two characters that – the two heroes, I guess you could say, that have been killed, one was an original character for the movies, and the other was someone who they were already having licensing issues with. So they really only had to have him in one movie. I mean,
just to sort of put their claim there.
Now the two characters you're talking about, Coulson for the other one, mm-hmm. but he came back.
Yes, but he's not. That hasn't been addressed in any of the movies.
No.
So if you have not seen any Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., like this guy right here, if Coulson's dead, it doesn't change things for me. You know, if he's alive, it doesn't change things. This thing happened. He died. The team rallied because of that.
Yeah.
You think maybe Cap 3, just in that big airfield battle, Coulson's just going to pop out of nowhere, guys, stop! You're all my heroes!
This movie is way too stuffed already. 70,000 characters.
Half of the cast there would be like, who?
Avengers 3 will essentially be the stuffed crust pizza with the hot dogs in the crust.
It's too much. Oh, based on what they've said, yeah, there's going to be, oh, God. Yeah, well, whatever.
The Krusty Wiener movie.
Yeah. So you got a new subtitle. Don't look at me.
No, I mean that. Don't look at me.
I mean, do you think they might actually bring, dead characters back for, major to switch sides?
I don't think so. Because, really, it's not like it's a comic where you're doing things, and you're doing things very quickly, and the stories go from month to month, or bi-monthly even, and then going to other books, and there's so much going on. That's essentially why you have people die, and then come back, and then die, and come back, is because you have so much story, and it's been going on for 75 years, that things are going to
get lost.
You're going to different generations, and we're going to bring that character back, and no, they're going to die, and then we're rebooting and doing that sort of thing. Really, the Marvel Universe, the cinematic, is very young, and they haven't done that much yet. If those were all comics, you would have one trade.
A lot of it in the comics is, say, somebody gets killed off, but then, how many years later, there's another writer or editor or whatever who likes that character and wants to use him again, has an idea, so they bring him back for that reason. It's usually not, the same person kills them and brings them back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's a good point. They died one issue, but they came back the next.
And, the Marvel movies are a pretty tight ship.
Yeah, and they, yeah.
So, it's sort of if they have, an overall kind of a vision, then there's not probably someone to be but Quicksilver's back now because I like him.
He outraced death. He ran so fast, the bullets actually passed right through him, and he just, vibrated.
He passes through bullets.
Exactly.
He pulled a Flash.
He just, he just laid there because he was so tired.
Long day, man.
Yeah. Sleepy.
Long day. Yeah.
Deep sleeper. They buried him. He's fine.
Little bell there. I'm not dead.
Yeah. In whatever European country he lives in, they still do that. So.
Bring out your Quicksilver.
And now also, kind of touching on it, with the DC element, do you think now it's going to be a major...
Oh, everyone's going to die.
Yeah. Sorry. Is that because of Snack Zider?
They're going to die, but it's mostly because of depression. Everyone's sad.
A lack of tonal qualities.
Oh. Batman's just totally depressed. He's like, I don't want to live anymore.
Yeah, like a sad, grim Batman. That's such a fresh take on the character.
Let's just go pure West again, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, actually get Adam West back in that suit.
Oh, my God. Can we just get a depressed Adam West?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
no. Grim dark Adam West. Oh, I want it.
No. That would be hilarious. Oh, okay. You know what? I might be on board with that. I was thinking a sad, depressed Adam West.
No, like angry.
I was thinking sad.
He can't get
he's
out of
like,
bed.
He's just wearing his tidy whiteies. Yeah. Yeah, he hasn't bathed in 2 weeks.
He's looking in the fridge. He's like, him. He looks in there and there's he's got garbage food. He's eating pickles right out of the jar.
Beep.
beep, you have no new messages.
Oh. Rubbing pickles on his face.
This is really just sad, guys.
Yeah, we've
just like Robin used to do.
Oh.
I don't even know what that means. I don't know.
Really?
Infer whatever you
want. He just puts it out there and you can take it if you like it.
It still works with the... Yeah.
Oh, dear God.
Sorry, we're used to our podcast.
Yeah.
No worries. I think only... I mean, obviously, I'm going to use snippets of this for my own demo reel, but I think my prof is going to go through this and he'll... We'll let Mike judge you as he
Mike
wishes.
Judge. Mike Judge, yeah.
We are real excited.
Yeah. Do you want to option some stuff?
Actually reminds me. Has there ever been done like a comic book of Beavis and Butthead? Because I think that would make an amazing comic book. Ever done like Beavis and Butthead as a comic book? I know they've done the animated, but
I think there's been comic book. Yeah. I don't know if it was just licensed. I don't know. Specifically anything.
I don't know if his stuff in particular. It seems like everything's been licensed at this point. Yeah. But yeah, no King of the Hill comic.
Be a very slow moving comic.
You would, yeah.
The first four pages of this, them like it's just them standing in the alleyway, and it's like sun here, sun here, sun here, and sun, and they're just slowly going
the,
through.
The cliffhanger at the end of the issue is the first, yep.
I would read the grilling joke.
I think you just pitched something.
Oh, man.
Mike Judge listens, all right?
You guys can... Hey, just as a thought, if you guys ever did want to do an outdoor podcast, you could actually make that the grilling joke. And you guys are like grilling food on a barbecue every now and then.
We take this to the backyard.
Yeah. Just
come out of the cave and
just a playful thought.
The light might kill us.
Oh, it burns.
Well, we do it at night. We're not idiots.
That's true. Aren't we?
A little bit.
Yeah.
No, you guys are great, by the way. I just want to say I love the podcast, and I've got friends who have listened into the podcast, and they really appreciate, you know. I mean, out of the thousands of other podcasts, you guys are awesome.
Thanks.
You guys are number
93. Hey, if we were number 93, I would be very happy.
Yeah. Oh, that would be amazing. It's a lot of podcasts. And that's the thing. There's so many podcasts. It's too many podcasts.
There's a lot of podcasts for like random stuff that just makes. There's a pottery podcast. I discovered that. Like,
mm-hmm. Oh, pottery cast?
Yeah. Like, I don't know how this exists. Like,
not just podcast.
That's a different thing.
They smoke a bowl and
they make the bowl.
They make the bowl and they smoke out of it. Yeah. Huh. I like that.
Cool. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a niche. That is a niche right there. Yeah. That's man.
So
I wish if I was into either of those things.
Yeah.
There you go.
That sounds like a craft evening.
Yeah.
Craft beer evening?
No, like craft macaroni and cheese evening afterwards.
Nice. All right, you can buy the name brand? Fancy.
Well.
Oh, man. Just swimming in them internet dollars.
That's right. $1.75 means nothing to me.
I actually wanted to ask you guys a couple other questions here. I'm just going to say a side job, and each one of you individually just come up with what superhero you think would best fit it. Either best fit or even, you know what, just blurt out whatever one you want. Like,
sure.
Like, you know, like if I go part-time dishwasher.
Forbushman. He's got a pot in his head. He keeps that sparkling clean. He'd probably be really good at it.
Or Ma Hunkle.
Oh, yeah, Ma Hunkle, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Forearm.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
It's that, you know, multitasking. Yeah, exactly. You know, I can see that. I would actually pitch, I don't know if those all exist or not, so you guys could be pulling major.
No, those
major
are all actually,
they are all too real.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Howard the Duck would do well.
Ooh. I was thinking Doc Ock.
All the water.
Oh, yeah.
I would say Doc Ock is even better.
You know, Doc Ock, he's
That's
like,
true.
Can't make enough money, you know, it's part of his probation thing. So he has to get a job.
Fiction into it.
Yeah. You know, so you tried to take over the world. Well,
he's been released from Rikers, and now he's going to go.
And you ate all this spaghetti.
So you know what, mister? Your sentence is washing dishes. Who hasn't tried to take over the world in the Marvel Universe, though? It's kind of a lighter sentence, I would think, at this point.
Who would make a better... okay, now, do you guys know what a personal support worker is?
Yep.
I think so.
It's someone who works in long-term care facilities that work with those people who are either developmentally delayed or well into their senior years, just to give them a hand.
Are we making jokes about this one?
Possibly.
No.
It's okay. I won't. I don't judge. I don't judge. No one else should judge. In fact, there's only one person who can judge. Mike Judge.
He is listening.
Or Judge Reinhold.
Yeah.
What about Judy? What about Judy?
What about Judy? She'll judge. She's quite mean. She's very mean.
But personal support worker. Frank Castle, Elektra, Daredevil.
Oh, God.
No thanks.
Death? I will take death, yes. Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, it's not good.
I'll go for what's in the box.
I mean, Daredevil...
I'll work on
oh, it's Elektra.
Daredevil is the least likely to kill you. Like, he's not trying to kill you. So, you know.
I guess he would... Yeah, he would probably be the best. He could... Yeah, he won't kill you, but he could hear...
That's true.
You can hear
true.
Someone's if someone's crashing.
You're in trouble.
And you're like, oh, I think your heart's a little off.
Yeah.
He is. No, actually, he's a great choice now. Now I think about it.
I could just see.
He wouldn't be there. But
you know what? I'm going to say Frank Castle.
I was just about to say Frank would make. I think Frank would make a really good one. You know, it's like, so I just discovered you had several parking tickets.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I would say, like, he's a guy.
Bam!
He dedicates himself wholly to the one thing that he does. And if the one thing that he does is being a PSW, then he's going to be the best gosh darn PSW.
Legitimately good answers. I'm actually kind of surprised how that turned out. No to Elektra.
I put a little JFK at the end.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I liked it. It worked.
College professor.
Oh.
Cap, Falcon, or Batman?
Depends on what the subject is.
Yeah, that's true.
Good point. English. We'll go with English.
English.
Batman. Because he's the best at everything.
It's true. He's, part of his training for, you know, getting an English degree and then trying to get a job.
Cap's thing would be, like, he would still have very odd, like, 30s, 40s sort of vernacular.
Right.
Like, listen here, 23 Skidoo. I don't know anything.
F. Scott Fitzgerald. I love his work.
I'm Charlestoning here.
Falcon, he's worked a number of jobs. He's got a lot of different experience, but maybe he wouldn't be, you know, wouldn't have...
Isn't he a science guy?
Falcon?
Yeah.
Was he?
Ultimate Falcon.
Ultimate Falcon.
Ultimate, I believe he's science.
Was he like a social worker in the
I'm trying to think.
MU?
He might be a pretty good PSW.
Yeah.
Hey, Falcon would be a good pick too. But, you know, yeah, Batman. He's the best at everything.
Okay.
It's his thing.
I would write so many things on my eyelids. Flick them at him.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. Just little bats, and then you do that, and you just get scared.
Okay, you know what?
I'm a small child.
I will give you a 100 if you just leave the class.
Stop blinking.
Which Green Lantern? Now, there's been, let's see, there's Kyle Rayner, there's Hal Jordan, who's the best.
I'm glad you started with the best one, actually.
Oh. Guy Gardner. Who I found out the other day, I guess he actually, like, he's got mental issues, I guess.
Yeah.
He's always, he's portrayed as damaged. An a-hole, but it's because of a bus accident where he was saving kids. Now someone actually wrote, like, this huge essay about that he's actually, if you look closely, he's reading kids' books because he's trying to teach himself how to read again. I can't remember the name of the Golden Age one.
Alan Scott.
Yeah. But which?
There's John Stewart.
And John Stewart.
More recently, Simon Baz, I think his name is. And I don't know. That's about. And a million other ones.
Yeah. Then the slew of.
And then all the core.
All the core. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one would be the best professional golfer?
Oh man.
Alan Scott.
Yeah, he's old.
He is an old white guy.
That's yeah.
That's prejudice, sir.
Yeah.
There will be none of that on here.
I can't see Hal Jordan doing it.
How
because
dare I be prejudiced to old white guys?
he would make a golf monster construct, I would imagine, right? That would be part of it. But Hal Jordan couldn't be because all he can make is big hands. So he doesn't have the imagination required. I will never stop shitting on Hal Jordan. Never.
Language.
Sorry, pooping.
I mean, let's just get a clean one. Clean one for the cut. Pooping.
Insert almost, this word later. I'm almost tempted now because when I play around with the audio, I'll just like take it'll be sound exactly like you. I will just, you know, and it's cut pooping on Hal Jordan.
Yeah. Like, pooping.
Something sounds weird with
that robot
voices.
Voice in there.
Yeah, with the robot voice. That's always fun.
Do it one more time just for
pooping.
Sorry.
Pooping.
Would you like to do one?
Pooping.
Pooping.
All right, here.
It's evolved into madness.
It just, all of a sudden, we're just talking about poop now. Yeah.
It's a poop cast.
So, okay, so, John's, Scott.
I would say Alan Scott would be the
Scott?
Best for golfing. Yeah. I don't know, he's like, just even his garb and attire is like really
golfy.
I've never seen it, shades away from getting golfy.
Although I have
you
not.
You put the little goofy golf hat on.
Even half the hat? The half a hat?
Sure.
The little bit missing in the middle there.
Not the visor. I'm thinking for some reason,
the one with
like
the pom-pommy thing.
Yeah, Scottish.
Like this thing plus pom-pom.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no. Should I be golfing?
You're one pom-pom away from golfing.
Oh, God.
And two away from cheerleading.
Yay! I'm excited about the future.
$10 away from panhandling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, that's chillingly true.
Yeah. For all of us.
Which Avenger, I'll narrow this down.
Scarlet Witch.
From the first Avengers movie.
Okay.
Damn, I lost the career. You took it away.
Firefighter.
Which would make the best Captain America?
Which Avenger would make the best, original ones from the Joss Whedon movie, first one. Would make the best high school gym coach. Modern, like now, gym coach. So, so that way you could go, well, Cap, you know, he had steroids in him, and steroids were pretty cool in the 40s. So,
I'm feeling Barton for that one a little bit because he seems like the type where he just didn't quite reach all of his goals.
You could see him be like, yeah, good hustle.
Yeah, he's got a wife and kids. He needs a steady job. So.
If Tony Stark didn't have the money,
then
he would just be a drunk.
He would just be a drunk.
Yeah. So my high school napkin.
Oh boy.
No memories.
Like we've never encountered that before.
Banner's got a lot of rage issues he needs to take out on people, and that's what gym coaches do. Exactly.
Run that over into the end zone. Come on, you run it like this. Just picks up the kid. Chucks.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Give me 20 laps.
The gym gets destroyed by the Hulk, like, at least once a day.
Well, I'd say he comes in and, you know, the team is, it's this ragtag team. They're never going to make the championship. But he comes in and he teaches those kids and he loves those kids and those kids love him. And...
then he gets arrested.
Well, you know what? His secret is to taking that team, that scrappy little team that nobody thought could get anywhere. He takes them all the way to regionals.
Is this the story of Coach Fury? Coach Carter. Because
that's his secret. He's always teaching. Like 40 minutes to build up to that. this has got to be going somewhere, Kyle. This has got to be.
It ended heartwarming, I think.
I felt good.
And then they lose the game.
Yeah.
They lose the last one.
They just destroy.
Oh, yeah. He destroys everything. Poop.
Booby.
You know what? If anything, this is definitely not the last time I invite you guys here.
Oh.
I would honestly want it.
Professional equipment is a neat experience.
It is. Yeah.
Swell.
I'm handy.
You just got so much leg room. Oh my God!
So the three of us on a futon.
Major selling point.
Which sounds really
major
sexy.
Selling point,
but, yeah. But it's not.
But it's not. Not at all.
But yeah.
Three drunk guys on a futon.
Why isn't that our name?
.tumblr.com. Yeah.
So I guess kind of I'm gonna wrap this up, I guess, because y'all gotta go places. I know, you know, you'll have lives to do, and I have more school stuff to do.
Yay!
So the comic, the podcast is Zero Issues Comic Book Podcast, or
it's a comic podcast.
Podcast.
I just like to call it Zero Issues.
Just me Zero Issues,
because I got no time. I got no time.
And you have
time to explain it though. Every single time.
You guys are on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The Twitters.
I think we.
Is it one of those ones where
we have? I think a Twitter account. I think I registered a Twitter account and like never used it. Like it might be one post.
You just link them.
We should be doing that.
Everything I post on Merck goes to.
I'll figure that out. Yeah. Right.
And the Instagrams, because I know that's big, and you just mentioned Tumblr.
Actually, our page before January was a Tumblr page.
Really?
Yeah, it was just a Tumblr feed.
Yeah, but it didn't work too well for having a feed, basically, to like go to iTunes and stuff like that, so we ended up making a proper website.
Now, you can do this stuff, and you can host it and everything for free, but it's a pain in the buttons.
Yeah. Yep. So you know, we
spend the $15.
Yeah, yeah. we went legit. Let's just say it like legit that. Yeah. Zeroissues.com. Hi.
Zeroissues.com. Okay. Yeah. I totally. That's definitely going to be the. I think I might actually just go into the editing labs and like make that the homepage so you guys get like.
Oh, don't.
Whenever someone starts doing something, you guys get 100 hits.
People will get mad at us. Yeah, yeah. But if anyone wants to type it on their keyboard using only their index fingers and hit enter, you'll find it as well as everything we've done in one convenient location.
So it's everything that you have done as
for the podcast.
Oh no,
Zero Issues.
Do you guys also branch out to your individual sites as well?
Our sites link to it.
We have like a thing on the side where it links to stuff, but I might have to update that and put like maybe a proper like who the hell are we page and a
little bio. Yeah.
Yeah, and we can link to everything.
Yeah, because that website is fairly new.
Yes.
Yeah. We realized we were in trouble with how the Tumblr was going. It's not working right. Things are disappearing. Like, oh, we have way more episodes than that.
Yeah. It's better, though, because you can really do whatever you want with it, and Tumblr can be a little, you know, doesn't let you play too much. Yeah.
Okay. And you guys release episodes, what, at least once a month?
Every Wednesday?
Every week. Okay.
Yep.
Out with New Comic Book Day.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
so when you're walking to the store on New Comic Book Day, you listen to us, and then you pick up the comics and you read it, and you're like, "Hey, these guys were wrong about everything," and then you comment saying that.
Yeah,
and then we talk about you on the show.
So if you want,
people
get shout outs. So.
That's our new plan.
Do you guys want to give any shout outs to anyone right now? Or
Ocean City Defender.
Ocean City.
Local musician Ken Merkley, who is Ocean City Defender. Helped us out tremendously with our all the music bits on the show with the new format that we did. We originally had a theme song that was he helped us out with, but with the new format we put a new theme song and new little bits for new musical bits for like the news bit, and we have like a warm up bit and a moment of zero at the end, and then like a little end bit. And so he did like all this.
I know this gentleman. I know he's a big fan of a certain comedian who shares the same name as a certain Green Lantern, who used to have a thing called Moment of Zen. Is that
there's a comedian named Alan Scott?
Ooh, nice.
I think he's talking about Kyle Kinane.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. It's our little little mini outro kind of thing.
We don't just like post a GIF and talk about it though.
Oh,
that would be something a crazy person would do. Don't self do that.
why did these
mics don't pick up mumbling to yourself, do they?
They're pretty good. Why did you
they might do that, Kyle. Like maybe you should just chill out and not tell them all your ideas, because they're gonna take them. They're gonna take all your ideas.
Sorry, you were saying
This is a pretty accurate representation, this interview, I think.
This is awesome.
Kill Brian.
You tell me that every time.
Because I love you, buddy.
I can't allow any killing in here because we're supposed to do another interview tomorrow.
I mean, most of the walls are red, though, already. So
yeah.
It's really as far as rooms to kill someone go, this one's not the worst.
Yeah, but I'm just worried if someone's like one of those anime things and blood, 12 gallons of blood flies into the roof.
You got to prepare for an advance. You got to have some tarps, staple them up to the ceiling.
I'm not pre-Batman Christian Bale.
Well, you never will be.
Yes. So the podcast is called Zero Issues Comic Podcast. I've been here with Kyle Lees.
Hello.
Rick Hoddick.
Hi.
Christopher Merkley.
Merk if you're nasty.
Just Merk.
If you're nasty. Miss Jackson, if you want to get confusing.
I've been calling you that exclusively.
I know what I've been
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
And as
good
per
work.
Bye. And as per usual, I'm Adam Amp. Thanks for listening.